Well, the Turkish president says United States risks losing a strategic NATO ally over an American priest being detained in Turkey.
It's wrong to try to bring Turkey in line for a pastor. I'm once again calling on those in America. It's a pity that you choose a pastor over your strategic partner in NATO. You can never bring this nation in line with the language of threat. We understand the language of law and rights, but not threats.
Erdogan said the U.S. is mistaken if it thinks Turkey can be brought to its knees. The Turkish president called on the U.S. to respect his country's sovereignty. Relations between the two NATO allies have been strained recently over a number of issues, including the detention of a priest on terror-related charges. The escalation has caused the Turkish lira to hit an all-time low against the U.S. dollar. Crossing over to Istanbul, joined by Rashan Saglam, Press TV's correspondent on the ground there. Rashan, good to have you with us. Well, fill us in on reactions there on the ground to all of this.
Yes, as we heard Erdogan is really feeling that the Americans are doing a mistake by choosing Pastor Andrew Brunson, who is imprisoned under house arrest by the Turkish authorities, over their all-time strategic NATO partner. And Erdogan is pushing Turkish citizens now because of the crisis that took place after those sanctions in Turkey, the economic crisis that Turkey is facing. And Erdogan is pushing all the citizens to take all their dollars and euros and take them to the bank to convert them to the Turkish lira in a way to try to defend the Turkish lira and in a way to show the West that we do not need your money. We do not. We will not be affected by your sanctions, and we can still be a strong economy in the region. However, the lira is dropping, and actually this is the deepest and the biggest fall for the Turkish lira since 2011. And the economy in the country, everything is getting more expensive. The real estate, even the households, and people are actually started to the idea of the economy changing in the country and the lira dropping started hitting them hard, and people starting to complain about it. However, Turkish analysts are saying that at the same time as Turkish people are suffering from those sanctions, also the Americans are suffering from the decisions of Trump. And many of the American analysts are speaking that the American economy will be affected with the rise of the tariff on the Turkish aluminium and steel. And everyone was tweeting about this. However, the analysts here in Turkey also reacted to Trump's yesterday's tweet. And they said that it was harsh and he was trying to mock the Turkish economy when he said that the Turkish lira is dropping really fast. And he said against our very strong U.S. dollars. So they thought that Trump is trying to mock the Turkish lira and Turkish economy. And also Trump said during the same tweet that the relations between Turkey and the United States is no longer the same, and it is going through troubles. So this shows that how deep the problem between Turkey and the U.S. is, and that there is no solution until now. And even the negotiations that were happening between the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu and his American counterpart Pompeo did not reach a solution, or they did not reach anywhere. So I think that if this will continue, both countries will be in trouble. But the biggest is for Turkey, because the people in Turkey, the investors that are investing in Turkey and economists here are already starting to suffer from those sanctions. So Turkey should take fast response and should take fast actions. However, until now, we did not see anything from the government but speeches and some talking about this issue and accusing the United States of trying to undermine the Turkish economy or trying to vandalize the Turkish economy. However, real actions were not seen. And the CHP, main Republican People's Party, main opposition party here in Turkey, suggested a plan to the parliament today about the how to enhance the economy and how to raise the lira once again. And this plan is being studied by the parliament. And I think it, if it was implemented, maybe something could be done to help Turkey get out of this economic crisis that it is going through.
Well, Roshan, do people think that this is way beyond a minister, Andrew Bronson, this situation, that there's a lot more behind this move than simply the detention of this pastor?
Yes, actually, if you speak to people, they are suffering. They are complaining from the economic situation. At the same time, they are in support of their government. They are all in support of the president. And if you see people on Twitter, how they are reacting in Turkey and what they are tweeting or replying to Trump's tweets, you can tell that Turkish people are standing 100% behind their government. And they are saying, actually, that the Americans do not like the way Turkey is acting in the region. They do not like that Turkey has new allies in the region, such as Russia, Iran, and China. And they actually know that the Americans are trying to control the world, and they still think that they are on top of the world and they have the upper hand. However, Turkey will teach them a lesson that you cannot do that, and that you are not alone in this world, and that there are regional forces that can vandalize or that can destabilize what your aims and your dreams in our region. And also, they know that it is because of Turkey's purchase of S-400 from Russia, it is because Turkey's relations with Iran, it is because of Turkey's intervention in the Syrian crisis and not agreeing with everything that the United States is saying in Syria or doing in Syria. So the Turkish people know that the Americans is not about the pastor, it is not about those who were detained because in Turkey, but it is more political, strategic problem rather than a small judicial problem.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Istanbul. Press TV's Roshan Saklar.